com.
Live and direct from the Bismarck Civic Center today for the K-Fire 550 Agra International Trade Show today and tomorrow. It goes 9 a.m. to 6 today, 9 a.m. to 5 tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting live from here. It's the What's on Your Mind preview hour. Mark, the Freedom Poet, is here. Mark hosts the Common Sense Club every weekday afternoon right here on AM 1100 The Flag and on AM 1090 KTGO. This hour, we're going to check some news headlines for you and get cranking on the program. We also, a little later on this hour, we'll be, we have nothing else this hour? So unheard of. Usually we're jam-packed in the 8 o'clock hour. How about that, Mark? It's just you and I.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice?
And yes. It's lovely seeing the sunrise, you know?
A little earlier than usual. A little earlier every day, right?
Every day gets more springish.
Yes, I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Next hour on the program, we're going to go statewide with 550 K-Fire, KCJB in Minot, and KLTC in Dickinson. Of course, we're going to be talking with lots of folks from the Agra International Show. We're looking forward to that. We also have Bill Davidson joining us. Bill is the great-grandson of the co-founder of Harley-Davidson, William Davidson. And he's currently the vice president of the Harley-Davidson Museum. And we're going to talk about the hottest trends in motorcycles, including their new line, Project Rushmore. Rumor has it they have a motorcycle for Todd Mitchell.
They make them that big, huh?
It's the Todd Mitchell K-Fire Radio God version of the Mount Rushmore bike. So are you ready for this? They may be rolling it out of today's show. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a little icy for that today.
Yeah, I know. It isn't quite. It's one of the ways I'm dreaming of spring. Is by talking motorcycles.
That's one solution for cabin fever.
Yeah.
Just even sitting on a Harley is going to make you realize, ooh, it can't be that far away.
When we arranged this interview, they were saying, well, you know, one of the things you could talk about is we're only a month away from riding season. I'm like, well, where do you live?
I'll just say it depends on where you are. Individual results may vary.
Individual states, maybe.
You didn't see that little fine print at the very bottom there?
Yeah, maybe just a little bit different. I'm not sure. Anyway, we're looking forward to that conversation. I want to thank also our friends from Rough Rider Harley-Davidson in Mandan, as well as Stutzman Harley-Davidson in Jamestown, and Harley-Davidson of Fargo as well for sponsoring our chat today with a real live Davidson of Harley-Davidson fame. So looking forward to hearing more about that. And I bet that Project Rushmore idea is something that's near and dear to your heart, right, Mark? Being the Rushmore fan you are?
Well, yeah.
So it was very profound.
Great idea.
Yeah.
What more need he say?
So yeah,
pretty much answered the question.
He said it all.
Just amen. You know, Rushmore is kind of like my cathedral out there. I've spent a lot of time meditating out there, and I'm glad. It's magnificent.
It is. You know,
sort of the nation's shrine of the Black Hills.
We had a caller from Rapid City the other day and when we were chatting about Ronald Reagan's birthday, and I asked him if he thought Ronald Reagan belonged on Mount Rushmore, and he did. So I think we ought to start that project.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Add a face to, you know, Mount Rushmore. What do you think? Obama or Reagan? Which one should go?
They'll end up both being there. It's going to happen.
We could maybe start a vote. Which face would you like added?
Is it going to have to be either or, though? Because you're going to find plenty of people. I mean, they're opposite ends of the spectrum.
Now we're becoming Coke all of a sudden, aren't we, Todd?
Exactly.
We're pulling a Coke here by giving them an either or. Let's just leave it at Ronnie. Let's just leave it at Ronnie. He's dead and buried.
Good luck on that one. Yeah. Well, for right now, yeah, but, you know, the day's going to come where there's 20 people on that thing. You and I won't see it.
Because when you're alive, you know, there's people that either love you or hate you. I mean,
true.
Ronald Reagan was vilified as president by a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was called a dunce. They thought he was a warmonger. He was called evil. And
he was the guy back in the magazines in the 50s giving Chesterfields to his friends for Christmas. So, I mean, what?
I think that's benevolent. That isn't evil, is it? Anyway, so what happens when he dies? All of a sudden, everybody forgets all this stuff. Do you remember the highways lined with people?
Yep.
When his body was flown into California and made its way up to the Reagan Library?
Yeah.
So I think it's safest to, and same with George Bush. I mean, he's still hated, not as much as when he was president, but and obviously Barack Obama is hated. I might argue for good reason, but, you know, I mean, that's, when a president's alive, it's not a good time to debate either their place in history or how to memorialize
it. That's just that Obama's place in history will happen.
Yeah. It'll
And maybe he will be, like Reagan, looked more favorably upon once he's gone.
Yeah.
I think maybe even Scott Hennen will actually say something profoundly nice.
Well, I've said many times.
Oh, wait a minute. You'll probably be going first anyway.
I said I was excited for the fact that we had the first ever African-American president. I mean, it's hard not to see that as a positive thing. And I thought that the day he was, elected president, I think that today. Unfortunately, he's a horrible president. I mean, and Obamacare and all the awful things that are happening there. And
it's not going as planned, is it?
No, it's a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. In fact, there's new headlines on Obamacare today.
Another extension.
The extension thing, and there's a couple of places in the country where it's gone really bad. So you have Obamacare put off again. No fines for most employers now until 2016, and a lot of firms are pressuring the White House because of this troubled rollout, and they seem to be sort of rewriting the rules as they go. The CBO, of course, story was big last week in saying, wait a minute, 2 million jobs are going to go away. I couldn't believe the response to this. Even Senator Heitkamp has done this. Mark, have you followed this? What the response is, well, see, now some people going out of the workforce is a good thing. It's a good thing because
they were victims of job lock.
Job lock. I hadn't even heard of that term.
Job lock.
Yeah, what is job lock exactly?
Wow. They were prisoners of the job. They had to keep their job because of their medical care. So they were stuck there. Now they can be liberated from job lock, according to Nancy Pelosi.
So
and they're picking it up across the Democrat spectrum.
You're not
going to
see people hanging out
job lock.
Jobs
we need
anymore
to liberate
just for the insurance.
So they don't have to work just to get their health insurance.
Right.
Yes. Well, so literally, Senator Heitkamp said the other day that this is perfect. Now these 2 million people can be free of work. Now look, I'm great. Wow.
For the record, I love my job, so I'm not leaving it just because I have another way to get health insurance.
Well, I also thought it a little odd because it is the party that very often suggests you need to be defined by your work, right? I mean, they sort of look down their nose at stay-at-home moms and people that choose, not to work.
It's kind of a
feminist argument.
Stay-at-home moms won't be looked down upon now because now
they're out of job
lock. Insurance, right?
Yeah.
Right. They're out of job lock. They're free to be stay-at-home moms now.
This is just—I can't keep track of it because it's on both sides. It's just like bizarre. And by the way, the president, who I do not want on Mount Rushmore, said, "I can do whatever I want." That was his quote. I can do whatever.
That's
yesterday,
something a president.
He said, "I'm president, and that means I can do anything I want."
Yeah. Could you get Mr. Producer Man, Chris, to get us that clip? By the way. I want to hear that. And your producer, man.
I thought that's the thing kings say, not presidents.
Yeah, that's really not a,
What if George Bush, either of them, had said that? What if Reagan would have said that? Lord knows, what if Nixon would have said that?
The Washington Post, the New York Times, the evening newscast would have been in meltdown mode. They would have been hyperventilating. They would have been breaking out in rash.
Yeah.
Without question.
You would have felt the earth crack.
So I want to hear that. Some Morehead Council members, this is a different story, but we're just kind of rolling through the headlines here. Some Morehead Council members dislike fellow council members' anti-GOP Facebook post. All right. What do you think of politics on Facebook?
Inevitable.
You get in trouble once in a while. All you do is post something against somebody else's opinion, and they ascribe it to you. And you get nasty grams from reporters and Dickinson newspapers.
Yeah, Sandy Hook. Well, no, he and I have
you bonded
as it were, kissed and made up. You know, at least as much as you're going to do from 105 miles away. But yeah, I mean, and that is, and my father, who's not terribly political, has dumped plenty of friends because they do nothing but get political on theirs. So, you know, use it at your peril, but you may alienate the room with your view, regardless of what it is, or the fact that you do nothing but spout a view over and over.
I think, moderation is a good idea.
Yeah.
And everything in moderation. So I think if you did nothing but politics, like I'll put up stuff about the kids, I'll put up dumb stuff, that I stumble upon. But I also will, ask a question or two about political things, because I'm curious what people think.
Sure.
Like this Coca-Cola thing over the weekend, turn into a big firestorm, because I really thought Coke was dumb to do that, and I was barraged over the weekend. I guess that was...
It was a definite hot button,
though. Quasi-political.
But, I mean, if you went on, you know, twice a day and said, boy, I sure hope Obama doesn't get on Mount Rushmore, at some point people are going to go, yeah, okay, we got the point.
Yeah, we got the point. I mean, that's what I mean. It's everything in moderation.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think of this Moorhead story? What are they mad about, Mark? Have you been following this?
It's like he's got freedom of speech. He's on his Facebook. He's a Democrat, obviously, and if people don't like it, they don't have to go to his Facebook. I think you ought to have freedom of speech on your own Facebook page, for crying out loud. And, you know, if it were the other way around, I would support the Republicans if they were ripping Democrats on there.
Yeah, so your point is just, you know, if you don't like it, don't go there.
Yeah, that's kind of it.
Yeah, and, you know, it is an expression of your views. So, you know, don't like it, don't follow the person. All right. Anyway, more coming up. We're at the K-Fire 550 Agri International Trade Show at the Bismarck Civic Center with the program today. And more coming up on the What's On Your Mind preview hour after this timeout.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefeld on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Mitchell?
Mmm.
Pies in
the
oven.
Like Homer Simpson or something.
Mmm. Pie. Did Homer say that? That would be a real Homer thing to say.
Yeah.
Did he?
Oh, sure.
Mmm. Pie.
Although, what food other than maybe liver did he not say it for?
Yeah, good point. Anyway, sort of like me. Food? Anyway, we're at the K-Fire Agri International Trade Show in Bismarck today. And, you know, Mark... you've had this pie before, I think, from the Lake of Woods Pie Company, haven't you, Mark? As I recall,
I can't remember it. I can't even remember. It doesn't ring a bell in my head.
They have brought some to our office before, and it is really good. This wonderful couple, they're veterans that retired up by Lake of the Woods, the Oatmans. And so the Oatmans are here baking pie as we speak. They heard us yakking on the air about trying to find the best tasting pie on the Northern Plains. And they said, Scott, don't you remember the pie that you've tasted from Lake of the Woods? And I said, I do. Well, they wanted the listeners to decide. So today, they have brought enough pie for 200 folks to join us after the program today.
So, pretty good statistical sample, don't you think?
Exactly. So wherever you're listening, I mean, if you're trucking your way, you know, east to west, if you're, you know, in the Bakken and heading the other way and going home, wherever you find yourself today, I would try and schedule your day around a stop at the Bismarck Civic Center between 11 and 1 today. And
you think it's going to last 2 hours, huh? Do you have any idea how many people come through the doors here? Thousands.
See, I've heard that. So you think
it may not last 2 hours.
We'll say this, while it lasts.
Okay.
200 slices of pie.
And if it's gone in 5 minutes, it's gone in 5 minutes. Exactly. We can't help that kind of stuff.
I don't know that we can serve it that fast, you and I, can we?
I doubt it.
Yeah. Anyway, it's Lake of the Woods pie. It should be great fun. Okay, here is President Obama. I promised I would play this so we could hear it ourselves. And evidently, here's the readout from the White House pool report on this. At 4:45, the President of the United States and the President of France, right? President Holland. There's a state dinner this week. I think it's the President of France. Yeah, it's the French President. Anyway, so he walks out with President Holland from this portico, and they stroll in front of. This is in Monticello. Okay, they were on Monticello. With the French president. Obviously, it's Monticello, and you know, it's Jefferson, and it's kind of a photo op is what it is. Let's call it what it is, okay? So the president is making the walk, made an interesting comment. He was looking at a terrace. Okay, so let me just read this. President Holland walked out from a portico and strolled in front of the reporters with Leslie Bowman and the president of the Monticello Foundation. Looking at a terrace, she said that Jefferson loved to admire the landscape from. POTUS said he'd like to take a look and seemed delighted to break the protocol. Okay?
Mm.
That was a quote. I like to break the protocol. I guess they picked up that word. And then said, quote, that's the good thing. As a president, I could do whatever I want. Walking to the terrace with his guest and Miss Bowman. The reporters that were in the mansion as the leaders then came in and visited the study for the Jefferson. Now, this is again from the White House pool report. They said the comment came around the time the White House announced it would be delaying the Obamacare mandate for some businesses unilaterally. And the French president is here in the U.S. on a state visit, as I mentioned. So
probably not a good time for him to use that quote in any context.
I would agree, although I think he's got a defense here to say he was joshing around about, you know, sort of breaking the plan of where he was going to go. I wouldn't say that if I were President of the United States.
Like back when Reagan said, you know, we've outlawed Russia forever, the bombing begins in 5 minutes. You know,
yeah.
There are some things a president just doesn't say, no matter what.
Well, you decide. Here's what he said, and you see what you think here. Roll that.
That's the good thing about being president. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. So it's kind of Obama cocky, right? That's just kind of his MO.
Yeah.
I think they have a defense because he's joshing around about going to a place that he wasn't supposed to be during this photo op. I don't know, Mark. What's your take? You're going to be a little more harsh than Todd and I, I'm guessing. What do you think this says about the president?
It just says that he's the imperial president. He does it. He can do what he thinks. He can do whatever he wants. No other president would ever have the audacity to say that, and especially when he is just ignoring Obamacare and implementing what he wants to and ignoring what he doesn't want to. He's legislating from the White House, which is against the Constitution, and he's just usurping his power. It's way beyond what any president has ever done in the past.
Yeah, play it again, would you, Shane?
It's not a joke, you know. Like Reagan's comment, everybody knew that was a joke, but he really is doing anything he wants.
Yeah, and the way he says it is a little in your face. I put it this way. I'm guessing he said it before. That's all I'm saying. Roll it again one more time, Shane. Listen close.
All right, we're breaking protocol here. That's all right. That's a good thing about being president. I can do whatever I want.
That's the good thing about being president. I can do whatever I want.
You don't go on record saying that kind of thing.
Your cameras are right there.
I mean, of course we know the president can do a few things that you and I can't, but you don't go on record being that guy.
Yeah. Well, there's an arrogance there. There is a definite arrogance there that unfortunately tracks with the incompetence, too, that I think is a little scary. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's our take. Want yours at 855-200-1776. Couple other stories we'll get into here a little bit. They want a new casino in Grand Forks. Want to talk about that. What do you think of that idea that you can just go, this is tribal land, let's build a casino? I mean, without it actually being tribal land.
Wait a minute. Was it not all tribal land not that long ago in the history of the world?
That'd probably be their argument. And they've been talking about this in Grand Forks for some time. There's a plea deal in the works for Craig Cobb at Leith. Do we want that whole thing to go away? Should they just plea deal and just have this guy move away, or should he be...
You know, I hope it's not just a slap on the wrist. That said, yeah, let's move on. Why can't we... people ask me this. Why can't we just send him to Canada? He's supposed to be, you know, up on charges in Canada.
Yeah. Extradite him to Canada. I'm with you on that one.
Maybe we can get Dog the Bounty Hunter on that one.
A few more stories we're looking at. A Finley woman is asking for a public defender. She wants Todd and I and Mark to help pay for her defense, but she's worth $2 million.
Okay. And the basis on getting a public defender would be what?
I don't know. She's cheap. I guess she wants to give money to her kids.
Oh.
I don't know.
Wow.
We should invite her on the program to find out. Some Bismarck parents have gone to the school board to say, you know what? This football stuff is bad news. Too many head injuries. We want to ban the sport.
The sport.
Yeah.
Ban the sport.
I guess so. Yep.
Wow.
Anyway.
Good luck on that one.
Exactly. That's what's on our mind. What is on yours? 855-200-1776. Here's a woman that called about a comment we made earlier about Obamacare and job lock. Roll that comment, if you would.
Hi. I had a comment. I know you mentioned on your program that some people tend to look down at stay-at-home moms because they don't choose to work. I'd like to remind people that I believe that stay-at-home mom, the job of a mother, is probably the most important job of all jobs. They are raising the future of our country. I believe that that's probably part of the problem we're seeing in our country now is mothers were more apt to stay home and take care of their children. They'd probably we'd probably see a change in our country and how things go then. So.
Well said. Thanks.
Utah. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
North Dakota corn growers are here, so I don't know why you wouldn't be here, for crying out loud. Just saw Tom Lilja and the new communication director, Betsy, for the North Dakota corn growers, and they're among the many folks that will be displaying their goodies here at the K-Fire 550 Agri International Trade Show. How many years has K-Fire been doing this, Todd?
This is the 37th.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It is a staple, as we say, right? It has been going on a long time. Oh, sounds like the show is opening. We're early. How about that? 30 minutes. The countdown is on. Yeah. And then there's another fun event coming up in June, the Tractor Trek. That is a lot of fun.
We are going to have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
Double check the date on that, because my...
You can put this on your calendar.
My spring and summer calendar doesn't really go up that far yet, so
it's not
really...
I think it's June 11 and 12.
That sounds right, but yeah, I'll double check that.
Double check the date so folks can put it on their calendar. And then are you willing to like do a live show from a tractor?
Sure.
Yeah.
Friday, June 14th.
And what do I know? 11th and 12th was actually the... Agri International.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's where you get 11 and 12 from. Yeah, Friday, June 14th. I know it's always on a Friday, so so don't make any other plans June 14th.
It's really fun. They do literally a trek where the tractors drive and make these stops and do a little loop. And
I mean, this is a prime opportunity where a lot of folks who have that fun tractor, this isn't about your normal day-to-day work tractor. This is that classic tractor. That was the family heirloom tractor, and you bring that out and you just enjoy the sunshine that day or whatever the weather happens to be, although generally it's been pretty sunny. But
By the way, Mark, a Freedom Pie has just been delivered from the folks at Lake of the Woods Pie, so I apologize.
Freedom Pie.
Yeah, a Freedom Pie. I knew you'd love that. It has, it's actually, I'm going to put a picture on my Facebook account in a moment here, but there is the words of Declaration of Independence are right on the pie itself. There's a flag.
Wow.
All the signatures are on it. And it is so cool. It really is. I tell you, these folks, the Altmans, are just wonderful people.
So you can't just throw that box away after the pie is gone.
I know.
You wouldn't throw the Constitution away, would you?
So I'll put this up here in a sec. By the way, the call that came in before the hour, before the break, I couldn't agree with him anymore on stay-at-home moms and the value of stay-at-home moms. I mean, I think the key there, speaking of Freedom Pies, is freedom, right? So I think there's a lot of great moms who are able to, to be a great mom and also work. My wife's one of them, by the way. She loves her patients. She's an occupational therapist, and she does home health care, and she loves it. And it fills her bucket. It's a ministry of sorts to her. She loves it.
Sure.
She just loves interacting with people. She's a great mom.
Yeah.
So I talk about stay-at-home moms, to me, stay-at-home moms have earned a special place in heaven because they're sacrificing a lot to stay at home. But and they're obviously great moms. They're committed to being home. What I don't like is people that look down their nose at stay-at-home moms.
Right.
It's somehow, what do you do, barefoot and pregnant? And, you know,
well, but now that you won't have job lock anymore, people won't look down at stay-at-home moms. Now it'll be a
thing that will revere them finally. That will finally treat them with the respect they deserve.
And I don't think that gentleman was saying that I was being critical of stay-at-home moms, but I was talking about how there is too much, in my view, criticism of stay-at-home moms. But I just think moms should be able to choose. And I think the sad thing right now is the state of the economy, of the state of how many, how much we pay in taxes. You know, part of the reason a two-income earning family is a lot more prevalent today than it was when, you know, Howard Cunningham was sitting around with Marion at the dinner table in Milwaukee is because of taxes. And part of it's us. We want more stuff. You know, I don't think they had three-car garages then. Did you ever see a three-car garage on my three sons?
No. And Howard, they shared the DeSoto.
Exactly. And, the Brady Bunch, I think they were a big deal. They had like a two-car garage.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Two-car garage.
Yep. We just had the one car. We only had one car through, about half my childhood. It was shared because only one parent worked. But, then somewhere along the line in the 70s, we decided both parents had to work.
That's sort of us. That's sort of us, though, in my view.
Yeah.
Call from Tioga on President Obama's comments, helping us decipher what it is he's trying to say. Roll that. You're next at 855-200-1776. Roll it.
Yes, I heard the president's comment, and here's my comment. It's time for a guillotine in Washington, D.C. That's it.
I don't know what a guillotine is, but I do know what a guillotine is. And I am getting a little worried about what he wants to do to the President of the United States. He's going to get a call from the Secret Service if he keeps that up. But Mark. What did he mean
by that? Well, of course, he's talking about the monarchy, and the French Revolution thought the best way to deal with the monarchy is with the guillotine. But you're right, he's very close to the edge. He is referring to the regal Mr. Obama.
But actually, Secret Service can't get him on using a guillotine. I mean,
right. I'm not even sure what that is.
As far as I know, nobody in the history of the world has ever gotten in trouble from threatening to do anything to a president with a guillotine.
Could you Wikipedia guillotine for me?
G-I-L-L-I-T-E-E-N. Guillotine. It's all
like Ovaltine,
it's
just like Ovaltine. Give him too much Ovaltine.
You realize how tough it is for Scott Hennin here to sit here with a big, fresh, hot pie.
Dutch apple pie. Smell that pie and tell me you're not going crazy.
I was going crazy already anyway. Now you just made it worse.
Now the difficulty is he brought us a pie, but no napkins, no forks, no spoons, no plates.
Didn't you ever go to college? So, you didn't use any of that stuff in college either.
So I just bury my head in this thing, or what should I do?
Just grab a handful of it and just mush it right into your face.
Oh my gosh. I can't even believe this. Can't even believe it. Anyway, there we go. So here we go. I promised to talk about the casino thing, okay? Chris is trying to keep me on track with the news headlines here today. I apologize. A Grand Forks casino run by the Eternal Mountain Band of Chippewa is far from becoming reality, said city council members and tribal representatives who presented a proposal for the project on Monday. Four Eternal Mountain representatives attended a meeting of the council's Finance and Development Committee and said they want to reopen a dialogue with the city about a Grand Forks casino, a project that's failed in the past. Councilmember Doug Christensen, one of the two remaining council members from when the casino was originally proposed in 2004, referred to a resolution between Grand Forks and Turtle Mountain adopted in 2005 after initial discussions on a casino. That resolution has not been rescinded, and that resolution says we're interested in working with the tribe. But before the partnership can move beyond discussion, there needs to be more information, said Council President Hal Gershman, who was also on the council for the initial casino talks in 2004. Gershman reiterated his opinion from those original discussions, saying he wants to know what the public thinks of a Turtle Mountain casino in the city of Grand Forks. I want to have a public dialogue, and I think you do too. We need that public input, he told the Turtle Mountain representatives. So here's my question. Let's start. Now, the Turtle Mountain tribe is based about 85 miles northwest of Devil's Lakes, near the Canadian border, where the reservation is there. Okay? And what the tribe would need to do is basically go through some hoops with the state and the federal government to say, we want to operate a casino off of a reservation, but we're going to need the Department of Interior to basically say it's okay, this is tribal land. Okay? And here's what the argument in favor of the thing is. The majority of the tribe's income I got to go talk to Phil Parker. You and Mark figure this out, would you? Figure out whether or not you think this is a good idea. I don't know. Tell you what, we'll finish the casino talk after Mark does sports. How about that?
There we go.
You and Mark do the sports. I'll go talk to Phil. I'm sorry.
Hey, Todd, what's your favorite Olympic event?
My favorite Olympic event, that would be the one where the fifth ring doesn't work.
Yeah, and the big hoax went around that they stabbed them to death. Did you hear that hoax? And a lot
I
of people
saw that.
It?
The thing is, the sad part is, you know, every bit of good humor is based on a little bit of reality. It's not that far-fetched that could have happened. That's the sad part. But, there was that hoax going around that they actually, it wasn't that they stabbed him so much as that he was found dead, and there were a bunch of knife wounds, but
they don't suspect foul play.
They don't suspect foul play. Yeah, there were a bunch of stab wounds, but we don't suspect anything, you know, yeah.
Yeah, so, but anyway, it was baloney. He got up and started talking about everything is cool, and he's not depressed or dead. The Lemeros from Grand Forks just led the route. We beat the Swiss. The ladies' hockey team beat the Swiss 9-0, and the Grand Forks Native opened the floodgates with a goal through the first, setting Team USA on a 9-0 rout of Switzerland. So they're 2-0. They crushed Finland, and they're getting ready to play Canada, but women's hockey's got this two-tier thing, so they're both Canada, who's also undefeated, and the United States are in the semifinals, so they're going to play them, but it doesn't matter in the next game except to get them ready and get ready for the semifinals. But pretty amazing what Grand Forks Native and her sister, who set up her two goals, Jacqueline from Grand Forks. It's pretty amazing. A local angle to a local sport, you know, the hockey thing, and the women did great. Now they're all freaked out about the pipe is getting ready. The people spend their whole life getting ready for the Olympics, and the riders are really worried. They say it's dangerous, it's crappy. And, you know, a gal died 2 years ago doing the snowboarding stuff, so it's very dangerous, and they're very leery. It's a mountain sport. We deal with the conditions week in, week out. Whoever deals with the conditions best is going to win the gold. But people are complaining high and low about Russians. They asked the Russian hockey team if they're going to win gold medal, and a Russian was laughing and saying, "Oh yeah, it only cost us $50 billion." Talking about how much Russia has spent on these Olympics. So it's going along in the medal count now. Canada is ahead, 3 gold, 1 bronze for a total of 7. Netherlands also have 7, but they've got one less silver. United States is in fifth place, 2 gold, 3 bronze for 5 medals. So we're moving right along in the Olympics. The Timberwolves have lost their 4th game in a row, and just when I was starting to believe in them and thinking this is great, between injuries and everything else, they're just stumbling and bumbling and getting really close to not having a chance. And once again, you know, it's tough to be a fan. It's hard to turn fanhood on and off, but you can be disappointed. And the Timberwolves are truly floundering. And as we move towards the big break for the All-Star break, I have to say that the amazing Plushenko skater who got gold in his 4th Olympic with basically a 4 screws in his spine. It was just a stunning thing. So the Olympics are dramatic. It's the pinnacle of everybody's career in those sports, and the human drama is profound. We'll be back with more of Scott and What's on Your Mind preview in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I think it's only fair that we sample this pie prior to letting the listeners, you know, partake in it. It's sort of like a quality control thing.
Well, I was just about to ask you, you don't really think I'm going to wait for a fork, do you?
My wife just said, do you not have napkins? We actually don't.
It's called pants.
Yeah. We don't. We're working on that, but...
You do the guy thing. You wipe your hand on your pants.
Yeah,
come on.
It's not a big deal for us. For the listeners, yes, we have plates, we have napkins, we have utensils. For Todd and I, we were just given a pie. I did go on a little bit of a mission to try and find a concession stand, but it's a little early. The show's not even open yet. But anyway, a bit of breaking news that is disconcerting here. Out of Tioga, evidently last night there was a pipeline explosion 7 miles south of Tioga. That rocked the countryside, literally shook houses in Tioga, 7 miles away. Also, a huge fire that resulted from it. Now, this is interesting because obviously we, had a recent incident at Castleton with the explosion of a tanker truck.
Right.
That caught some attention, and then there was a pipeline explosion that caused the propane shortage. Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Was it that natural gas or was that that was propane, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There was a pipeline explosion in Canada. And it caused a disruption supply. Oh, that was the natural gas because that was XL Energy.
Yeah, because everybody had to turn thermostats down.
Had the thermostats down. That was the result of a pipeline explosion up in Canada.
Right.
So now in North Dakota, we've had a pipeline spill and leak at the Jensen Farm north of Tioga. We've had a train derailment. Actually, it was a grain train, a soybean train, eastbound, or westbound rather, that went off the rails and went into a oil tanker train that then obviously exploded, and then the incident south of Tioga now, pipeline exploding there. So this is obviously going to give the critics lots of fodder, and also we need to just use these as wake up calls to say, you know, I mean, pipelines again, extraordinarily safe. Rail traffic, extraordinarily safe. But there is a lot happening. We're the second biggest oil-producing state in the country right now. So, you know, incidents are going to happen, and when they do, we best learn from them, which
exactly.
I think we did from the Jensen Farm and continue to, the spill north of Tioga. Largely, in that particular case, to say, hey, federal government, you ought to inspect these things a little more often. There is a federal agency charged with oversight that dropped the ball. I believe the tanker car issue, more than anything, was a ball drop when for 2 years they've slow walked tankers that would be stronger, so that if, God forbid, there is a derailment or they're punctured in some way, that there's less chance of an explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Languishing on some bureaucrat's desk in Washington, D.C. Now, I don't know about this pipeline south. I don't know whose pipeline it is. I don't know who's in charge with regulating it. But whatever it is, let's get to the bottom of it. But this is certainly, and by the way, if any of our listeners up in Tioga know more about the incident last night or felt the explosion, we're trying to effort exactly what happened. I know the fire department responded and was there and literally, again, have reports of it shaking houses 7 miles away in Tioga and resulting in a huge fire. So it's a story we're on. We'll try and get you more details and get some answers as we go throughout the program today. But not good. Not good at all. And unfortunate. I have not heard of any injuries as of yet. Let's hope that there are not. That's the one thing that I think we can say. You know, again, in the case of the spill north of Tioga, away from an aquifer, didn't cause any damage other than to the immediate area that they are cleaning up. Tanker explosion, thankfully, west of Castleton, not in the city itself, and this incident, I have not heard of any injuries, so let's hope that's the case. We can learn from these and thank the good Lord that we don't have any more significant injuries from them. So that's definitely good to hear. We'll talk more about this casino thing coming up. I don't know that I think of casinos as the right way to boost the economy, right? And that's one of the arguments being made in this. Well, I mean, to me, you want to boost the economy, you want more oil and gas production, you want more, value-added agriculture products. I don't know, how does a casino boost the economy? I guess more people come to Grand Forks and put money into a slot machine? That's good for the economy? I don't know.
Well, it's good for some part of the economy, yeah. Somebody gets the money. Anytime money goes into somebody's hands, it's boosting somebody's economy, right?
Well, in this case, the casino, the house usually wins, is by my experience.
Okay.
But, yeah. Anyway, we're going to dig into that a little bit today as well. I got to tell you about the weather because it's nice, actually. I didn't wear a jacket in here, I'll have you know. I got out of the car in Bismarck. It was 7 degrees above zero.
And by the time you leave today, it'll be in the 30s.
Exactly right. So, I mean, this to me is like unheard of, you know, when we're going to hit low 20s in Grand Forks, or in Fargo, rather, today. What is Grand Forks doing? Grand Forks 8 below right now, but it's going to hit about, it'll be about 20 as well. Minot 12 above right now, heading for not quite 30. Bismarck 7 right now, but you're right. Get a load of this. The high temperature today in Bismarck, 39 degrees this afternoon. So you don't need a jacket.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Flip-flops, shorts.
Exactly. Out in the oil patch, it's sunny and 14 at this hour. And it'll be not quite 30 up there, but tomorrow some snow, 25. Wednesday, partly sunny and 18. Friday, 28. And in the valley, we're looking at, again, not quite Bismarck nice, but some nice temps there. And tomorrow, 12 above, sunny skies, some snow on Thursday in 23. Be a little windy and blustery today, but it will be warmer and some snow later.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124, or on the web at drortman.com.